Well, the Kansas City Symphony is bringing Emmy, Golden Globe, and Tony-nominated star Matthew Morrison to town for a one-night-only performance next month. Best known for his role as the optimistic high school Glee Club director Will Schuster on the TV show Glee, Morrison is no stranger to a career filled with song and dance. Morrison joins the Kansas City Symphony to perform Broadway hits from his latest album, Where It All Began, and Sinatra standards, including The Lady is a Tramp. He joins us now from the studios of NPR West. And Matthew, good morning. Nice to have you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. And, you know, you sing, you dance, you act, you direct. You prefer which? And don't say all of them, because you got to pick just one.
Well, some may say that I do all those things, but I guess
I guess I have.
It depends on the day, honestly. Mm-hmm. There's some days where my voice is feeling a little funky, and I tend to maybe dance harder. And I don't know. For me, it evolves over as I get older. I think dance was something that I was really passionate about, but as I've aged out of it, and my body starts hurting a little bit more as I dance. I've found my love for acting and the craft of being on stage and just not singing and dancing, just doing a straight play. So that's an amazing thing, and that's I think what I'm really into at this moment in my life.
How did the role on Glee come about back in 2009? Because for those not familiar with the show, Matthew plays a high school Spanish teacher who takes on the task of restoring the school's Glee Club to its former glory. So tell us, Matthew, about the song you sang for your audition, and tell us about the ukulele.
Well, first let me tell you, it's called an ukulele.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The proper pronoun. I know everyone in the mainland of in the United States says ukulele, but it's ukulele. You know, it's a native from Hawaii.
Okay.
So just Steve, come on, let's don't ever make that mistake again.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm on it now.
No, but I was doing a production on Broadway. It was actually the first revival of South Pacific, in 50 years. And I was playing Lieutenant Joseph Cable in that, and it was fantastic. It was, I think, my sixth Broadway show at the time, and I had a long stretch of just doing show after show on Broadway, and that was kind of like my dream. If my younger self could have said, "Where do you want to be?" and that's exactly where I wanted to be. But after doing that for so long, I kind of got to the place where I wanted to expand my horizons a little bit. So I started, dabbling in small parts in television and film, and this show came along, this script came along for Glee, and if you're a New York actor, what you do is you put yourself on tape and you just send it off to LA, and then they either respond or they don't.
Yeah.
And I sang "On the Street Where You Live" from My Fair Lady.
Right.
And I also sang. I thought of it was a very I didn't really play the ukulele before this, but there was a moment I picked it up because I thought it was a very teacherly instrument, a great instrument a teacher would use to kind of, sing songs with his kids.
Right.
So I picked it up and I learned how to play "Some Over the Rainbow."
Yeah.
And it just went over very well. I sent the tape off. They loved it. All the producers ended up flying to New York to come and see me in the show, and then. Had me audition out there, and it was pretty clear that that I was the guy that they wanted. So that was very exciting.
That's got to be.
And from there, the show was such a hit, really fast, and it was a whirlwind.
The role and the show changed your life. How?
I think everyone knew who I was in New York City. I think in the 10 block radius of the theater district, but it expanded my notoriety to, an international state. So it was, I didn't really realize it until I actually started traveling, and I would go to, Italy and France, and they were like, "Matthew Morrison," I just saying my name in a different accent. I was like, "Whoa, this is so weird." But it was cool, and it was just that's when I realized things have changed a lot.
Did you like that kind of fame, even walking the streets of Italy?
I did. There was something really cool about it initially, when it first started. It was all fresh and new, You know, it definitely it wears on you a little bit now, having to go through it, and you not necessarily wanting that attention all the time. So yeah, but I've learned to kind of please. I'm not Brad Pitt or George Clooney, so I think I definitely have more anonymity than a lot of those people. So I'm fine.
What's the downside of performing on a weekly show like that?
If you're a series regular on a show like that, well, first of all, that show was unlike any other show that I think has ever been done and will ever be done. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we were the guinea pigs for that formula. I know those shows like Empire and this new show, which is amazing, Vinyl, that just came out, that I think Glee really inspired these new shows of, mm-hmm. of singing and on television. But the hardest thing for us was figuring it all out, because there's a lot of shows that do singing on television, but we had the whole dance element as well. So when you actually, if you had a day off from filming, that doesn't mean you necessarily had a day off. We mm-hmm. were either in the recording studio yeah. or in dance rehearsals. So every
That's
day
a grind,
was
a, right?
It was such a grind. Every day was at least a 16-hour day.
Wow.
And it was tough. It was really tough. And we would shoot 3 episodes at a time. So it was really confusing. Like, okay, where am I? What script is this? And it was a struggle. But as the years went by, I think the machine got well oiled, and we kind of figured some things out and made it a little more efficient. And we figured it out for ourselves and how we kind of navigate through that journey.
Well, Matthew Morrison performs with the Kansas City Symphony on Saturday, March 19th at 8 o'clock in Helzberg Hall at the Kauffman Center. Go to kauffmancenter.org for tickets and more information. You know, I got to ask you, a few years ago on your self-titled album, Matthew Morrison, you know, you sang with no less a personage than Sir Elton John on the song Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters that then morphed into Rocket Man. A little intimidating to sing with Elton, Matthew, or what's that like?
Yes. To answer, just plainly, yes.
I'm sure.
You know, it was
like I learned sometimes so guys from NPR come in and will be on the show with me sometimes. They intimidate me. It's like, God, here I'm on with these guys
right.
who really do it well, you know? So, yeah. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I mean, I'm such a geek of a fan over Elton John.
How could you not be?
And I know. I grew up, you know, listening, my parents listening to him. I mean, he's been in my life for as long as I've heard music. I was friendly with him before we got into the studio, so that helped out a little bit. I've done a lot of work for his Elton John AIDS Foundation. And now I know. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Drop that in subtly.
There we go.
But when we were in the studio, I actually learned so much from the guy, because when I have such a grueling warm up process to be able to actually sing.
And he just walks
doesn't
in
just
and does
come
it.
Out.
Don't just say
well,
that.
Well, actually he didn't. The funny thing was, he walked in the studio and he sang it through once, and it was a little rough. And I was like, oh no, this is how's this gonna. But he just had to get that out of the way. And then you heard Elton John after that. It was like, oh, wow.
Let's hear a little...
I was a little nervous at first, but that was just his process, you know?
Let's hear a little bit of this song, then we'll come right back to it.
Yeah.
Now, thank the Lord, there's people out there like you. I thank the Lord, there's people out there like you. Sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light.
Matthew Morrison and Elton John singing Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters from the Matthew Morrison album that came out a couple of years ago. You know, sometimes you hear about these deals, you know, with all the modern technology, that one singer's in England and one singer's in Los Angeles and never the two shall meet. But you were saying you guys were both in the studio together?
Yes, we were. But also from that album, to your point, I also did a duet with Sting.
Yes, yes.
And that song, we did not see each other.
Ah.
So yeah. I had a little bit of both on that album.
but you and Elton must have hit it off because, didn't I read, wasn't he involved in announcing your engagement or something happened after this, I think?
He was. Well, I actually got engaged in Hawaii. My wife now is from Hawaii, so we got engaged there, but we didn't really, you know, make it a big deal. And Elton really wanted to say this is, we did it at his party in at his house actually in London.
Wow.
For the Elton John AIDS Foundation, and he announced it, and then he had Chris Martin from Coldplay, come sing a song for us. So it was a pretty incredible night.
Not too bad.
No, yeah. it was pretty epic.
So I'm gathering from what you're saying here that Elton John is quite the guy.
He's a great guy. And, you know, it's great seeing him and knowing him before he was a father and now that he is a father and seeing the change that has happened in this man. He's just, you know, not that he was never not kind, but it just more, the aura that he presents to everyone now is just more kind and gentle and softer. And I think being a father has really done a lot for him.
And he was cool with singing Rocket Man, which is maybe his most famous song. There's so many, but it's right up there. He was cool singing that song with you as well?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he actually was really complimentary of the arrangement that we kind of put together. He just got in the studio and just was Elton John.
well, let's go backwards here. You dropped out of, is it Tisch School of the Arts to join Footloose on Broadway. Next came the Rocky Horror Show. And after that, you played Link Larkin and Hairspray on Broadway, which you've mentioned. You seem to be doing things your own way, and it seems to be working. And I'm wondering, what's the secret here for Matthew Morrison?
Well, you know, I have a lot of people that I emulate, that I idol. Like Gene Kelly is one of my biggest idols.
Well, that's a good one.
But
yeah,
but you know, for me, it's I think I have really good instincts, and I feel like I just want to be a human being on that stage. I'm not trying to emulate anyone else. I'm just trying to be me. You know, in terms of a performer, but obviously when I'm playing someone else, I go into a different world. But I think just being authentic to yourself, and I think that's what's gotten me to where I am. I'm not trying to be like anyone else. Yeah. I'm just putting in a lot of hard work and being Matthew Morrison.
You know, the only thing that didn't seem to work for you was this year in 2001 where you did the band thing, the boy band, LMNT. You've called that the worst year of your life. Why is being in a boy band such a bad thing?
You know, it's not a bad thing for everyone, but
for
me,
it
was for me. You know, we were riding the coattails of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. It was kind of right at the height of those guys, and you know, it just wasn't. You know, as a performer, when you're on stage and you're embarrassed to be there, you know you're doing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that just how I felt that year, and it was called Element, but I called it Lament. It was just a rough year. I wasn't being authentic to me. That's basically what it comes down to.
Well, in this performance coming up with the Kansas City Symphony, we're still a number of weeks away, but have you started laying it out? Have you started rehearsing yet, or where are you with that process?
Yeah, you know, I've been doing a Broadway show for the past year, Finding Neverland.
Yes.
So this is the first concert I've done in over a year and a half. So I'm so excited for this one. This is what's going to kind of kick it all off. So I'm in rehearsals in Los Angeles right now at the moment. If you would see me right now, I have a little heat pack on my neck because I'm like, oh, geez, here we go again. But it's the thing with my shows. I think when people come and sing with symphonies, a lot of people just stand there with a microphone and sing, and that is definitely not me. I'm very much a showman, and I love incorporating dance into everything I do. So I will be moving on that stage, and it's funny. I go to a lot of symphonies, and sometimes people are really excited about that, and sometimes you get a lot of the people in the band that are like, oh, whoa, what is he doing? This is weird. But because I interact with the musicians, I kind of do it all. So some people are, yeah, it's interesting.
Well, one of the songs that you're going to do is Luck Be a Lady, and I've read that that was the first song you sang as a four-year-old. Was that a must-add to the lineup here, or how did you? Why were you singing Luck Be a Lady as a four-year-old?
I don't think you have that right. I don't think I
bad research.
Sang that as a four-year-old.
Bad host, yeah.
No, I don't think that was right at all. No.
I got it somewhere.
But if I was singing it at 4 years old, I was really thinking about my wife I have now.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, let's go out with a track from your new album. This is Don't Mean a Thing. And before we play it, Matthew, I want to thank you for coming in. I've really enjoyed it. And we'll see you when you're in town here in just a few weeks at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. It'll be on March 19th at 8. Matthew Morrison performing with the Kansas City Symphony. What a pleasure, Matthew. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Steve. I can't wait.
What good is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the melody. It ain't the music. There's something else that makes this song complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, all you got to do is sing.
That's Matthew Morrison. He's in town March 19th at the Kauffman Center.